everyone. Father Norm here, and I'm here with somebody that I've had a conversation with before that you've met, and his name is Jeff Lindholm. He came to us in August and been here these last several months. And as we mentioned before, for the seminarians, there's a lot of academics in their coursework, very important. And this year in the seminary is to have some direct pastoral experience, real life experience in a parish with people. And I know you were excited and enthusiastic to get to do that, weren't you?
Oh yeah, I still am. I used the Pedro Rupe prayer that wasn't written by him. It's actually written by Father Joseph Wieland, another Jesuit. But part of that prayer is, you know, love is what gets, is what seizes your imagination, is what gets you out of bed in the morning. And as my alarm goes off at 5:15 in the morning, it's not the alarm that gets me out of bed. It's the fact that I have the opportunity to do what I absolutely love and passionate about every single day in my own capacity as a baptized Christian. And it's just, I'm still captivated by that.
Well, that's so great to see. And as I probably shared here and with you, you know, I'm in my 49th year as a priest and still have that excitement and enthusiasm. At the same time, being human, I know that there's a call here. It's good. We touch a lot of lives. But when we touch a lot of lives, there's lives that we touch that are joyful, a baptism, a marriage. There's also, in real pastoral experience, talking to people, a lot of different people going through hurts and losses and so forth. And I know we've had a little more of that recently. How's that been for you, and how do you process that at the same time that you have a deep excitement about following God?
I think that's a wonderful question, because I think the life of a priest is that they get to touch the lives from beginning until end. And it feels like since Christmas, we've had a lot of those end of life issues. We've had gun violence within our own community, Akron community. We have, you know, gun violence throughout the nation, and the fallout with Jaylen Walker here. We've had parishioners just sort of drop dead suddenly out of nowhere, faithful ones who are active in the parish. We've had young kids die of tragic circumstances, and I have a family that I'm concerned about too. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, am I called to bear all of this, Lord? And I returned to the simple truth of, Jeffrey, you are not the Savior. And internalizing that, feeling the emotions, feeling the pain of others, that's a gift. Sensitivity is a gift. And to be a part of someone's life in a vulnerable and intimate way, that's a gift. But at the same time, not letting that become so internalized in me that I cease to function. Because at the end of the day, we have a Savior. His name's Jesus Christ. And I have to surrender that back then and be like, okay, Lord, you've given me this gift of sensitivity. You've given me this gift of being able to be a part of a very vulnerable and even tragic part of people's lives. Thank you, Lord. And I give that back to you, because nothing I necessarily say or do will take that away. But I can give it back to him and say, here, Lord, take this, because you can heal. You are healing. You placed me here for a reason, and that still gets me out of bed in the morning. Like, it's a both and. Your favorite, Father. You know, it's both. It's tragic, but it's also a gift to be able to accompany. Hopefully, as the Lord accompanies.
So for you, let's say from last August to now, going through a lot of these experiences, what's different about you, or what are you feeling on a deeper level, or even thinking in terms of this whole call to ministry?
You know, I've reflected on sensitivity, and I mentioned that, is that the Lord uses that. We can talk about that in an intellectual way, in a grief and dying class, how you do a funeral ritually in the seminary. And that's good. That's important. But here's how the Lord uses our deep-seated emotions and gifts, the ability to relate to someone when they've lost a loved one, the ability to relate to someone when they're going through anxiety or depression or whatever situation that they're facing. the Lord uses those gifts of, I'm a deep feeler.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's, you know, you could learn and read all about that in textbooks, and that's good. But this is real life. Right. These are real people yeah. with real right. stories. These aren't yeah. just stories we read in a textbook, which is good. Yeah. That's important. But it's these are our real lives that yeah. we are able to touch. And am I in tune with myself where I'm praying, taking that quiet time, saying, okay, Lord, like, take this. You've borne the cross. Bear this cross with them and help me to be at least present to
yeah.
another.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know that before. I knew that intellectually
yes,
before.
Sure.
And that's good. But to actually sort of dive head in and say, like, okay, Lord, like, this is the real thing. And it's hard, it's beautiful, it's messy, it's emotional,
yeah.
it's, you know, it's all these different emotions.
That's life. You know, one of the things that I know for me, that through the years when I think back, and people have often asked this of me, and of course you're saying it about yourself, how can you go, like I might have somebody in my office, a couple who are having their baby baptized,
yeah.
and they're all excited, and it's good, then the next hour, I might have somebody who's lost a loved one and we're having to plan the funeral.
Yeah.
Then the next hour, I might have somebody who's got a great project they want to do for the parish to touch a lot of lives, and they're excited about that. So 3 hours in a row, different settings. And how, I know for me, I've grown and the ability, and I'm sure you have some comments on this too, how to be in the now. Okay, I'm with this couple right now. You know, they're excited. Then I'm with this person or a loss of loved ones. And people say, how can you switch? Well, I think it's interesting. Probably at the end of the day, I'll meditate more on. But that ability, maybe for all of us at times, to how do I, it now is where I have the chance to experience God, to touch a life, to cry or to laugh. And so part of that, being able to do that in the now for this hour, in the now for the next hour, in the now for the next hour. Does that make sense, or how do you relate to that?
Yeah, you know, something I tell actually the kids at the grade school, I've said it probably 1,000 times, if they had a dollar for every time they'd be rich. But when you look into the eyes of another, you're looking into the eyes of Christ. And Christ lived a fully human life except for sin. And so he knew what it was like to rejoice at the baptism of a newborn, rejoice at the birth of a newborn. And he also knew what it was like to weep at the loss of one of his closest friends, Lazarus. He knew every aspect in between. He knew what it's like to be a kid, everything that entails. And he knew what it was like to lose his father, Joseph. He knew what it was like to have a close relationship with his mother. And so, since Christ knows that, can I find him in the now?
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
that's suffering, whether that's joy, whether that anything, you know. Gaudium et Spes, it's a Vatican II document, says, the church is with you in your grief, your joys and pains, your grief and your sorrow. And it's like, that's what we're called to be, not just as priests, but as human beings, to accompany one another, to walk each other to heaven. So do you see Christ in that moment? And I have to ask myself, I have to remind myself, like, at committee meetings, I'm like, oh, more meetings. I was like, no, Christ is here.
Well, hey, thanks for sharing that. I know that there's so much more we could go into, but making that point and everything you're saying, and I know you're saying it, that every one of us, not because you're becoming a priest, not because I've been a priest for a lot of years, but because we're human beings, knowing the human Christ whose God presence is in that humanity, and knowing every one of us are called. Because maybe whatever your life is, maybe you're not shifting from person to person quite the same way as a priest, but every one of us are going to have moments of great joy and glory, moments of pain, moments of fear, moments of anticipation in being human. And that somehow, some way, if you put it well, that we see the God presence, the Jesus presence in all of that, and that in and of itself helps us to take step by step, appreciate the joys, enter into them, and be able to walk people in sadness and say, but you know what, this is sad, and we need to feel that, cry that, but there's a hope in our faith that gets us even through that, that love is stronger than death, for example, because we believe that in Christ and know that. But hey, we could go on and on, but thank you very much.
We've gone on for a little longer.
Oh, yes.
I bet this video is a little longer, but God bless you.
God bless everybody.